The Traveler's Journal, November 20th. Remembering the First Supper. Back in 1949, when people bought everything with cash or check, a New York businessman, Frank McNamara, experienced a moment every diner fears. Reaching for his wallet to pay the bill at Major's Cabin Grill, he realized he'd left it in another suit. His wife rescued McNamara, but the incident stayed with him. Why, he reasoned, couldn't a businessman spend what he could afford, rather than how much he happened to have in his pocket? With his attorney, Frank Schneider, McNamara worked out details for a club of diners who'd be able to sign for their suppers at selected restaurants and pay the bill later. Enrolling 14 establishments, he offered $3 memberships to 200 friends and acquaintances. In 1950, McNamara sat down for a meal at Major's and became the first diner to say, "Charge it." In the credit card industry, that meal's known as the First Supper. McNamara's club was an immediate hit. Convenience and cachet spurred initial growth. By year's end, some 20,000 people carried Diners Club cards. Rapid expansion in members, geographic presence, and participating restaurants is also testament to the entrepreneurial energy of McNamara's band. Diners Club and the credit card industry it pioneered have grown and evolved in myriad directions, revolutionizing the world of commerce, transactions, and travel forever. But its roots can be traced to Frank McNamara's simple idea. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.